Badger Tail turned and made his way through the dark cane while he examined Hail Cloud's camp. The war leader had selected a small knoll that jutted up along the eastern side of the creek. Knots of warriors eddied around a central fire. He hurried toward the creek so he could see the camp better. Warriors cavorted in the firelight. Every eye had fastened on the ground. Badger Tail maneuvered around and saw Locust staked out on her back before Hail Cloud. Her naked flesh glowed orange, revealing the puncture wounds on her legs and arms. Blood webbed her thighs.
Locust, no.
Hail Cloud pulled a flaming stick from the fire and bent over Locust.
Don't force me to do this to you, Locust. Tell me Badger Tail's plans, and I'll make your death quick. How did he intend to fight me?
I don't know!
Hail Cloud thrust the stick at Locust's hip. She writhed, trying to get away, but her bonds allowed her only a few hands of movement. Hail Cloud jabbed his brand again, this time at her side. Frantically, Badger Tail studied the formation of the camp. Around the base of the knoll, Hail Cloud had thrown up a 6-hands-tall pile of brush. Entering that ring unheard would be almost impossible, but he might be able to create a diversion.
There, stop. You see that dip in the bank?
I see it.
Good. Walk down. The creek is shallow enough there to cross. And remember, I'll be right behind you with my arrow aimed at your back.
Badger Tail scrambled down the crumbling bank and stepped out into the knee-deep flow. The frigid water grabbed at his bare legs so powerfully that it almost toppled him. He glanced over his shoulder. Flaxseed was sliding down the bank, clods of dirt tumbling each time he braced a foot. When he entered the fast-moving stream, the young warrior's sandal slipped on a rock.
Whoa.
Badger Tail dove with lightning quickness. His head rammed Flaxseed's stomach and knocked the youth into the chilling current. The bow swept by Badger Tail before he could grab it.
I can't let him scream.
Lunging, he splashed on top of Flaxseed and dug his toes into the rocks. At the same time, he gripped Flaxseed's bristly ridge of hair and shoved his face under the water. Badger Tail managed to straddle Flaxseed with his broad chest over the man's throat, holding him down. Flaxseed twisted like snake beneath him, flopping, kicking, clawing at Badger Tail's sides.
Just another finger of time.
In a mad gamble, Flaxseed wrenched sideways and thrust a knee into Badger Tail's groin. Pain flashed, causing Badger Tail to lose his toehold on the rocks. The current jerked them downstream, dragging them over the stones. Flaxseed's contorted face crested the water. Badger Tail threw himself forward. His thick fingers groped for Flaxseed's throat to cut off the cry. He crushed with all his might and felt the bands of Flaxseed's windpipe collapsing under his fingers. Flaxseed's limbs went still, and he fell back in the water. Badger Tail kept holding Flaxseed's head under the rushing current. Through that gaping mouth, water flooded to fill the lungs. Bubbles broke the surface. Badger Tail waited, making certain. Flaxseed's wide eyes stared up at him, chilling in the moonlight that reflected from the stream. When the throbbing of blood in his ears began to fade, Badger Tail tugged Flaxseed's body onto a rock and proceeded to search it. But he found nothing he could use as a weapon. The quiver on Flaxseed's back hung empty. Badger Tail slogged back into the water. Carefully, he searched the downstream bank until he found the bow, and a good distance later, 3 arrows. Not much, but it was a start. Crossing to the opposite bank, he pulled himself up so he could again study the camp. Through a thick wall of brush and grass, he could see the central fire. The shadows of warriors moved wherever he looked. He lowered himself and laid his cheek against the cool dirt.
What can I do?
We searched for his body. We couldn't find it. He's alive, Locust. Where would he have gone? Back to Cahokia? To meet with the war parties he sent north? Where was he supposed to meet up with them?
Think. Think, blast you. Where has Hail Cloud left himself weak?
The enclosure of brush might defeat an opponent trying to slip in soundlessly, but Badger Tail could get a fire going and shoot flaming arrows at strategic locations. Badger Tail's gut crawled with fear. Holding his breath, he swiveled his head. Cane and goldenrod rose in dense patches, their stalks weaving a thick curtain above Flaxseed's corpse. Badger Tail's muscles trembled as if dozens of bows had just been aimed at his vulnerable back.
Badger Tail.
Relief vied with terror. It could be a friend, but but many warriors would love to be the hero to capture Badger Tail. In the cane field, at least four ghostly figures loomed, bending the stalks with their movements. A man emerged from the vegetation, but his identity lay hidden in shadow.
Badger Tail, it's Flute. Hurry, I've got three other warriors with me. We found a way in.